Understood, but respectfully, you also have acknowledged that the drug cartels are exploiting your country, that Russia is exploiting your country, Iran, Cuba, China. Just yesterday, Vladimir Putin spoke with Maduro and said their strategic partnership is growing. Are you concerned here that Russia is going to shore up support for the military and intelligence?
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that Putin wants the world to think that, especially wants President Trump to think that about that. But I would ask you a question. Do you think Putin has resources to spare at this time, or does he have something that's more urgent for him to invest those resources? I mean, helping a regime that it's going to fall apart anyway, regardless of what he does, I don't think it's a priority for him. Nonetheless, I do not underestimate what the residual actors of Chavismo might be planning to do once we are in a transition to democracy. And that will require very efficient actions to isolate and neutralize those threats. And, you know, we work very hard to understand what's the true nature of our armed forces right now, identifying those military which we believe could be supportive of a transition to democracy. And
have they pledged that to you? Government.
Some of them, yes. And we believe that over 80% of our armed forces will join and support the democratic movement once the transition is in place.